This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the Republican convention, a discomfort, if not outright rejection, of identity politics. But a powerful corporation seems to have a different take on this. Tomorrow, the Walt Disney Company introduces its first Latina princess on the Disney Channel. Elena of Avalor will have her own half-hour show that'll air in 25 languages in more than 150 countries around the world. Marketplace's Adrian Hill takes a look at the growing Latino audience and why Disney is embracing it now.
Elena is a thoroughly modern Disney princess. No time for true love, no obsessing over magical kisses.
I'll take charge like the leader I know I can be and take care of all those who are counting on me.
She's a sword-wielding, magical cat-riding 16-year-old trying to do right by her kingdom and her family. Executive producer Craig Gerber created the show. He says he got the idea a few years ago, working on another Disney show, Sophia the First.
While I was immersing myself in that world of Disney princesses, I quickly saw the need, desire, and demand for a Latina princess.
And he and his team brought the idea to Disney.
It's at a time where the company is looking to be more diverse in their entertainment, and so I think they were willing to give us a chance.
Disney can also look at some pretty compelling demographics. Latinos currently make up 18% of the population. They are relatively young. And according to Nielsen, their buying power was $1.5 trillion last year, up 50% from 5 years earlier. Jessica Gonzalez is executive vice president of the National Hispanic Media Coalition.
It makes all the sense in the world to have a Latina princess. And, you know, better now than never, I guess.
The first Latina Barbie came out in the 1980s. Dora the Explorer started back in 2000. Disney theme parks have had quinceañera packages for years. So why no Latina Disney princess till now? Elena was trapped in an amulet for 41 years, but I don't think that explains it. Frances Negron Montaner is a professor at Columbia University who researches media and race. She says part of the reason is that for years, media companies could take Latino audiences for granted.
We know that Latinos consume media over-indexed to their numbers.
But today, as the media landscape gets more competitive,
so it's become very important for everyone to be able to tap the maximum level on all audiences.
A strong Latina princess created from a mashup of Latino cultures could give Disney an edge on screen, in stores, and in its theme parks, even if she is a little late to the ball.
Look, it's Elena!
I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.